The Senate has yet to act on the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, despite a push from President Obama to repeal it. Meanwhile, the military continues to dismiss mission-critical personnel. That's according to new military data, which finds women are dismissed at a much higher rate than men. FSRN's Jacob Fenston reports.
The U.S. military dismissed more than 400 men and women last year for being gay, including 10 officers. That's according to UC Santa Barbara researchers who analyzed new data released by the Defense Department. Aaron Belkin is director of the school's Palm Center.
The disproportionate toll is somewhat striking. For example, in the Army, women make up less than 20% of the service, but they receive about 50% of the discharges under Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Belkin says one possible reason for those numbers is the military's macho culture.
Military culture has a heavily misogynistic strain. In other words, that all women are vulnerable of being accused of being lesbians if, for example, they refuse the advances of men. And that's one of the ways that Don't Ask, Don't Tell burdens women.
Until last week, Catherine Miller was one of those women burdened by Don't Ask, Don't Tell. She was a cadet at West Point about to enter her third year, but she says she couldn't continue hiding her sexual orientation. She came out to a professor and withdrew from the military academy.
I was trying to live up to the Army values, one of which being integrity. However, I was being forced to lie about who I was. I lied to my classmates about my dating history. I created an entire heterosexual dating history just to avoid raising suspicion.
Miller says if a female cadet rejects the advances of a male cadet, she risks being labeled a lesbian.
If a male is rejected, that's obviously a blow to one's ego, and then they face the possibility of that male cadet saying that the only reason that she rejected that particular cadet was because she's a lesbian.
Miller will be attending Yale next year on a scholarship aimed at helping LGBT students, but she says she still wants to be in the Army.
I'm really committed to the idea of repaying my country for the freedoms I enjoy as a U.S. citizen. So Don't Ask, Don't Tell is repealed in a timely manner. I'm actually going to reapply to West Point and graduate the class of 2013.
The Palm Center analysis also found that the military is discharging so-called mission-critical personnel, like linguists and combat engineers. People like Lieutenant Colonel Victor Fehrenbach. Highly decorated, he has some 19 years of service in the Air Force behind him, but the military wants to dismiss him. His sexual orientation came out during an investigation into civilian charges that were later dropped. On Monday, the Air Force agreed to hold off on discharging Fehrenbach until his lawyers have a chance to seek a court injunction. Andrew Woodensee is Fehrenbach's lawyer.
Far too often, service members who find themselves in this situation usually don't fight it this far. They don't go to court and seek an injunction.
Woodensee says his arguments rest on a 2008 case, that of Air Force Major Margaret Witt. The judge in that case found the government had no grounds to dismiss Witt, even though she was gay.
The burden has shifted. The burden is now properly where it ought to be, and that is on the government to come forward and prove not only that the service member engaged in prohibited homosexual conduct, but then to demonstrate remaining on active duty would harm or hinder good order and discipline and unit cohesion and morale.
If the Air Force gets its way and dismisses Fehrenbach, he would be one of the highest-ranking service members ever discharged under the policy. But he may be spared. His case probably won't go to trial for another 18 months, and by then, Don't Ask, Don't Tell may be history. Jacob Fenston, FSRN, Washington.